from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, good morning, and it's May 15th, 2018. OneRadioNetwork.com. Good to have you here. Glad you're listening and up and about. On the West Coast, it's only 7 o'clock in the morning. We've got a lot of listeners out there. In Australia, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, you're going to meet a gentleman who's got quite a story to tell and has developed some really cool things over the years and knows a lot of stuff about how the body works. And his name is Wayne Blakely. And you're going to meet Wayne in just a moment. He's up in Idaho. Way, way up in Idaho. Let's see, Thursday, Dr. Glidden, remember here? He's been on a few times. Well, just one time. He's really a pretty cool doc. He's going to be on Thursday. We'll chat it up about some of the things that he's seeing out there in the world of natural health and some of the stuff he's doing and not doing. And also, an anthropologist and also a dentist, they put together a book called Jaws that's looking at the mouth formation and the jaws and all that of all the kids coming in. There's some real strange things going on with nutrition and wow, there's just, where do you hear this? It's pretty wild stuff. Ah, boy, it's always something on planet Earth, isn't it? My goodness. So that'll be on Thursday, and then tomorrow, of course, Wednesday is the Real World of Money with Andrew Goss, and we go down the corridors and the black holes of money and where the bodies are buried and who the boys are. We call them the boys, the money elite, and how they create money and how they do stuff. We go over their books, and we went over their books last week, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and we had we went line item, and that was kind of fun. We did our little audit, our own audit the Fed kind of thing, kind of sort of the best you can do last week. So we'll do that tomorrow, and invite you here this morning to be on the show anytime you'd like. The number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. I came across Wayne Blakely and actually talked to him, which is really strange, about 10 years ago in 2006 when somebody told me about a product that he did called, I think it was called Living Streams Probiotics. And it was this very unique kind of probiotic. And at the time, I believe we began to carry it at this little market that I had, and talked to Wayne on the phone and actually interviewed him. I don't think we ever put the interview anywhere at that point because it never got off the ground, the whole project we were doing. We were only in business for a year. So I don't know if we ever really sold the product. I think we did at Timpone's Market 10 years ago. And then came across him again a few weeks ago. We've been chatting it up, and we're gonna promote some of these products because they're really great. And I kind of lost track of them, actually. And you don't see his products in a lot of retail stores, so you wouldn't be, you know, aware of them unless you just come across them. But he's got quite a story. Wayne is up in Idaho, where the northwest part of Idaho, up there near the Washington border. Good morning, Wayne Blakely.
Good morning, Patrick.
How are the buffalo roaming up there?
Well, we don't have any buffalo. We have lots of moose.
You got lots of moose.
Yeah, lots of them. And we have lots of rabbits, of course, these snow bunnies.
Oh.
And we have lots of deer and lots of elk and lots of cougars. And we haven't seen a lot of bears lately, but but it's kind of a wild country.
You're in the wild west.
Almost.
Wild west.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have to, living up in this area, it's not too bad. But, you know, you have to have a gun to protect yourself. I mean, you really do. There's a lot of cougars up here, so you have to When you're walking in the woods, out in the, about, you don't have to worry about it, but out in the woods, you have to, if you're smart, there's a lot of people that are not smart, they wander through the woods, and they haven't seen any cougar attacks up here because there's so many deer, so.
Oh, so they eat the deer? And,
oh, yeah, a lot of deer. I have about a dozen of them come in my backyard every morning sometimes, you know, or night, usually at night, coming down here, grazing in my backyard.
Isn't it amazing that the moose, we promote a product called Elk Velvet Antler, and it's really, isn't it amazing that these big animals grow this whole rack, like another leg every year?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy,
massive.
Isn't it?
I mean, some of these...
How can they do that?
I don't know. I have no idea. So fast. They just grow so fast. But they're healthy up here. They have good food up here. They're really healthy.
Yeah.
In Missouri, they didn't have very good, healthy animals. They were all sickly. They had diseases down there. But up here, there's no ticks up here, by the way.
I wonder why. That's interesting.
And no chiggers either.
There's
no chiggers up here. Huh. Well, the soil. It's the soil.
Uh-huh.
So the ticks can't live up here in the soil. It's just... It's volcanic ash. It's done by volcanic ash. That's one of the reasons I love living up here. And very, very few mosquitoes.
I'll be doing, yeah.
Even though we have all this water up here, it's just, we have enough water to supply, would overflow California up here. So much water, rivers, some volcanic, mountains.
And you told me before the show, it's not as cold as one would think.
No, it's not.
It does
get hot, but it's dry.
Mm-hmm.
In the summertime. But in the wintertime, I haven't seen zero, maybe... One time I saw 7 below. That only lasted about 3 or 4 days.
I'll be darned.
And most time we get, you know, temperatures between 20 at night and maybe 30, 35 in the daytime.
Yeah.
Because of the Pineapple Express that comes from Hawaii, the wind that comes through here keeps us warm. Now, just 60 miles from here in Missoula, it gets down to 20 below zero over there. It's right across the Rockies, on the other side of the Rockies.
Oh, I see. So you get some kind of a jet stream in from Hawaii.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah. Right. And see, we're on the west side of the Rockies. Just 60 miles west.
You know, so
I picked this area to move to up here.
Mm-hmm. I have to come visit sometime. It's called Atoll?
Athol, A-T-H-O-L, Athol. Athol, Coeur d'Alene, Sandpoint. It's all touristy up here.
Coeur d'Alene, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we speak with a lady up in Montana. She's a biologist and a... married to a game warden, and they've been looking at the animals and working with them, and she's written a lot of books, and boy, there's some really strange things going on up there with the glyphosates and the blowing over the mountain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, in 2015, they sprayed 700,000 tons of glyphosates in this country, and the government that was USDA begged the government to allow them not to count it. You know, count how many gallons were put out there because they couldn't keep track of it.
Mm-hmm.
So they, in 2016, said, yeah, you don't have to count it anymore. So we actually have no idea how much glyphosate are going on the ground.
Yeah, we had a lady on the show yesterday. I think that was close to the number she said. She's been following a case.
They really can't keep track of it.
Yeah, there's a first case ever that's going to trial on the 19th in California, mm-hmm. where they had about 40 plaintiffs that they got together, a whole passel of attorneys that are doing it. Kind of on the come, so to speak, you know, they're doing it and suing them for causing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, it kind of, yeah.
And but boy, she said it's been brutal. Let me just finish and tell you, it's been brutal just getting the thing, Wayne, to trial mm-hmm. with the attorneys. But they're finally going to go to trial in June 19th. So we'll see, you know, if they prevail
well,
on that one.
Glyphosate is unique. I was taught these things about glyphosate from people that used to work for Monsanto and distributors of those, and they have to go to school to find out what they're like, and they passed this information to me, and glyphosate is like two minerals. It's a natural product. It's not a chemical.
Really?
They mix them together. they bought that patent. They patented that thing in 1955. They bought it from a soap company.
I'll be darned.
So they use it as a filler in the soap. Powdered soap.
Okay.
They bought it, and what it does is, in the nature, bacteria will eat it in the soil. If you put it on the soil, they'll eat it. If you've got bacteria. If you don't have bacteria in your soil, like the farm country was all dead, it just stays there, okay? And the bacteria will eat it up. But what it does, when they mix those two together, and they add some detergent to it, it spray it on plants. Mm-hmm. And what it does, it inhibits the plant from uptaking any minerals and nutrient from the soil.
Right, right.
And the plants die.
Right.
Okay, so that's what it does to us when we eat the glyphosate. Exactly the same thing. It stops the uptake of minerals, and especially sulfur. And sulfur causes people, you know, we're made up of 52% sulfur, take away the water, okay? And we're sulfur beings. We have to have sulfur to keep us sane. We have to have sulfur in our brains to keep us sane. Otherwise, we get manic, you know, bipolar, things like this, and you have to be on drugs. That's all caused from the glyphosate. It stops the uptake of nutrients. That's why people get celiac disease. The only cause for celiac disease is Roundup. And your organs start dying because they're not getting nutrient.
Wow.
Your lower tract.
That's what caused it. Yeah, we've heard that about the sulfur. We've had Stephanie Seneff on from MIT.
Yeah, I know Stephanie.
Yeah, do you? And the whole sulfur cycle.
That's,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, wow. So we have products that inhibit that to stop that reaction.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we're going to talk about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got some great stuff. So Wayne, tell me again. So glyphosate is actually made by two minerals that are separate and by themselves, they wouldn't be bad?
Right, right. Not normally they're together, and that's what the patent is all about.
Huh.
And you mix them together. See, the bacteria will eat that when you put it on the soil. That's why they, in reality it doesn't work, but in theory, you spray it on your crop, it kills the crop, kills your wheat.
Right.
That's why they do a lot of it. And see, they spray the wheat every fall, I mean, about August. They spray it to kill it.
Yeah.
Because it opens up, allows the seed pod to open up, they can harvest a bigger crop.
Allows the seed pod to open up. I thought it stopped the uptake of minerals.
It does, but see, they want to kill the wheat so they can harvest it.
Right.
So that's what why. See, people are not you're intolerant with.
Allergic or reactive?
Yeah,
or
that's what causes it. It's a cover story. You know, the gluten intolerance.
Oh, the celiac thing. That's
a cover story.
Oh,
it's Roundup intolerance, what it is.
So you think
nobody's ever been allergic to that, you know? Yeah.
Oh, so it has been blamed on the wheat and the hybridization of the wheat, but you say...
Right, exactly.
You think
wheat
has
not been hybridized. They haven't done that. There's a law that they haven't done the wheat. There was a big thing about that. They haven't done it. They tried to do it. They haven't allowed them to do it.
Wow.
So it's not been hot, you know, changed at all.
So it's been
modified in any way.
Been the glyphosate, you believe?
It's the glyphosate that causes it all. It does. It absolutely is what causes it.
Now you say when they spray the glyphosate on the crops, if the soil has bacteria, Wayne Blakely, you say that it eats up the glyphosate.
Right, it'll eat it up, and that way it goes away. But if you don't have bacteria, good bacteria in your soil, then it stays there.
But most
soil... That's what's happened to the farms. They've killed all the bacteria by spraying artificial fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides. I mean, that's what's killed them all. And so they're dead. Basically, fertilizer they use is a hormone that stimulates the plant to grow. That's all it is.
You mean the NPK stuff?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So at the very beginning, when the soils were alive, maybe in 1950 or 60, maybe it wasn't so terrible until they killed all the bacteria.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll be done.
There's no bacteria to break down any minerals or anything like that. They spread it over the whole country. It just killed everything. All the chemicals they use.
I studied this
from 1995 to 2003 about what was going on. And so since then, I've learned a lot. Since I talked to you last, I've learned a tremendous amount of information.
Well, I know you're just like a research little beaver. If you'd like to be on the show, 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com, Wayne Blakely. We're going to be talking about all the things that he's discovered. So let's go back. So in 95, I think, you and your wife had a baby boy,
mm-hmm.
and he began to present autistic behavior early on?
Right, from mercury. We discovered it was mercury.
Mercury?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's the number one cause of it.
Was it? You think it was in the vaccines?
We didn't. He wasn't vaccinated. He just got contaminated. We have no idea how he was contaminated. We theorized it was his mother's milk but she was mercury toxic. We didn't know it.
Oh, I see.
So,
Mom was...
He had every one of the symptoms, every one of them. He had 100%, and I studied from that point. I started studying how I could help him,
mm-hmm.
And that's how it got all got started. I got into the soil bacteria studying that. I discovered that there were such other companies out there using bacteria to they would shatter it in a frequency, and it would help detox the cells in the body. Certain kinds of bacteria were probiotics, and I studied that and I tried that product and I talked to the company that worked with them, but it was too harsh for my son. Way too harsh. It was just really hard on him to take it and to try to detox it. And so I had to, from there, I had to go through all the education to find out how to, you know, to develop products or something out there. First, I was looking for things and I couldn't find anything that they had. So then I had to develop it myself. And we were about 95% successful totally and getting the mercury out of his body and out of his brain. I developed products. Well, we did work as a team. I had three other people working with me. And I keep saying I, but no, it was us. You know, we did work on it. Mm-hmm. And they're all gone now. Those people just disappear. They come and go. And I'm working with three doctors and other people. So they just come and go. They go on their merry way.
Okay, so let's slow down here a second. Yeah. Figure out what's going on. Let me ask you a bunch of questions. So
okay. So
how old, Wayne, was your little boy when he first developed the symptoms?
He was about a month old.
Wow, you could tell.
Oh yeah, he just like went limp in his mother's arms, and
and
we had to, you know, get him tested to find out what it was, and he was just been poisoned.
So
we had to work around that.
So you did blood test and hair test and stuff like
right.
that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. And you found out, and
yeah, then it was mercury. So it was we never inoculated him. None of my children get inoculated.
Right, right.
I knew that 25, 30 years ago. So.
You knew that wasn't good. Do you think, before we go back to your son, do you think that that's one of the causes on the autistic kids now, the vaccine?
That's the number one cause of it.
The vaccines?
And all the other toxins that are... Listen, I work with children. You ever heard of soft tooth syndrome?
No.
Well, that's rampant in this country. Kids, when his teeth come in, they come in black or brown or like rubber.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have enough nutrient in their food to actually develop teeth. And we work with women like that, developing, you know, putting better quality milk in the mother's to help the babies, and we can resolve that. It's pretty easy to resolve. We have protocols for that, and just from giving them the right nutrient to help them develop that.
So back on your son, you figured out you had to find something that would detox the mercury
right.
out.
Right.
And 95. What was the common thing that people were doing? The conventional
wisdom? Well, they weren't doing anything.
Well,
there
I
was
mean,
nothing out there.
I guess chelation or something, or
yeah, they had well.
Who knows?
I mean,
yeah.
I couldn't find anything that they even knew about it.
Really?
Really, anybody even knew about it. And I went to seminars and studied this, and it all has to do with, you know, it all has to do with glyphosate and different toxins that are in our food. They're putting in our food and the fluoride in the water and stuff like this. It's just all a combination of poison that you're feeding our kids. And you know what? A mother can eat food, and an hour and a half later, it's in the milk.
Hmm.
And it's so when they're breastfeeding, and that is toxic to the babies, literally, because it concentrates all the poisons that's in the food in the milk. So you got to be yes.
Right.
And these women nowadays, they shouldn't even be getting pregnant because they're so sick. And they really seriously.
And it goes right to the.
Oh, it goes right into the milk immediately.
Yeah.
You drink some fluoride, goes right to the milk. Within an hour and a half, it's in the milk. Any kind of poison that they eat. Goes right in, and it just hurts the baby. So you got to have a clean diet for number one. If you want to have a baby, you got to
really,
get a clean diet.
Really,
oh, yeah.
Really clean. Huh.
You got to get healthy before you get pregnant.
Wayne Blakely is with us, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Stay right there. We're going to have a lot to talk about this morning. And if you care to be on the show, Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Talking about Stephanie, here she is. Previously with Stephanie Seneff, PhD, research scientist with MIT, on her work with glyphosates, GMO, and sulfur.
I know you really care about sulfur, and so do I. You know, I really think sulfur is crucial for health and that we have a massive problem with sulfur deficiency in this country. One of the proteins that I found that is disrupted by glyphosate, because it has an essential glycine, is sulfotransferase. That's a protein that moves sulfate from one molecule to another. But it's really, really important to be able to do that.
And why wouldn't it be able to do it? Because the glyphosate disrupts the natural sulfur cycle in our body?
The cell won't be able to defend itself with sulfate if it can't put the sulfate there. And of course, glyphosate chelates sulfurs.
A perfect storm in the challenges department, perhaps, but we're getting creative. So we know that we've been low on sulfur for years because of the chemical fertilizers, and now the GMO thing, which is disrupting the sulfur cycle. And we know with sufficient amounts of sulfur in the body, it's the natural way that the body gets these heavy metals, for example, mercury and mercury sulfate, out of the body, if we have enough sulfur. Click and order sulfur today on OneRadioNetwork.com. You might want to try this product. I think we're almost 5 years now promoting it. It's 100% pure. Most of the MSM out there on Amazon have silicone dioxide. They got a lot of stuff in there. Not a lot, but just enough to kind of make it really not workable, not really as good. I mean, I guess it works, I guess. But I remember years ago, I took a lot of MSM. David Wolf recommended, and this was 6, 7, 8 years ago, and I never felt anything. You just couldn't take that much of the sulfur that we have. We just do a couple teaspoons a day, and it's just really pure, 99.97. It's hard to get the real pure stuff, and it costs more than most sulfurs out there, but it's the real deal. We have three prices, United States, Canada, worldwide, and if you'd like more than 4 pounds, email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Just got an email that on order this morning. We're sending 6 pounds to Australia tomorrow. Well, we ship it all over the world. It does pretty good, too. So if you'd like to get some more than 4 pounds, email me. Otherwise, you can just order away. Had a couple orders of rebounders. More interest in the rebounders. It's really a nice way to pump the lymph system. It just works really well. I've been doing it for about, I guess, 25 years now. And ours is the Rebound Air. It has a lifetime warranty, the Rebound Air. Lifetime warranty. Which is pretty cool. When's the last time you heard that? And for $339, we can ship you one contiguous United States, and they're really nice and soft bounce, they call them, so they don't juggle your inners. They absorb about 85% of the impact on your joints, and this is great too. Even if you have an elderly mom or dad or grandma or grandpa, you can get them on there and just kind of let them just bounce up and down without even leaving the mat. They call that the health bounce, and That'll help them just stay well if they can't move around a lot, you know, because of creaky bones. So you can think about that too. We can also get them a balance bar if you want to get an elderly person one, and just email me and we'll work that out so they can hold on. It's pretty cool. But you don't need one. You'll just jump around like a nut like I do. I do get on there every day, probably 3-4 times a day. You can do the burst exercise. It's a great tool, the Rebound Air Rebounder on OneRadioNetwork.com. And it is a lifetime warranty, too. Just go on there and order away.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out till we grow.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
We're talking with Wayne Blakely. He's up in Idaho, northwest Idaho. His company is Living Streams, and we put a bunch of your products in our store, and so people can go in there, and if they get on one, they can find some of the other ones that we'll talk about. I don't know how many we got in there. We got a lot, but it's Living Streams.
Mission.com.
Yeah. But go through our website, and Wayne will give us a little commission if you sell some stuff through our website. So we got a deal with him. So we appreciate that, Wayne. Okay, so I want to go back to 95. So what kind of things did you look at to try to get the mercury out of the body back then?
One thing I did discover that I had a little research paper I read that showed that trace minerals are the only thing that will allow your cells to detox, the cells to open up to trace minerals and water, lots of water, and the cell won't open up. And you need salt. A lot of times you need, you know, salt, just salt. Salt will allow the cells to open up and flush. Most people are dehydrated in this country. They don't drink enough water. But the biggest problem is this theory about salt is bad for you. That's the most horrible thing.
Yeah, that was pretty dumb, right?
You see, your organs can't absorb water without salt. So people increase their water intake, and all they're doing is going to the bathroom. That's all they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It goes in, goes right back out. It doesn't saturate the organs in your body. That's what causes constipation in women. Oh, it's horrible because they don't eat enough salt. And they eat the salt, and the organs will get massive amounts of water being uptake. Without the salt, you can't uptake the water.
And
that's why their bowels are dehydrated, and they can't, they don't drink enough water when they eat their food. That's what causes it, salt. So salt. So, but trace minerals are different than salt. Trace minerals, they'll open up, the cell will open up to get the trace minerals so that it detox the mercury out. And that's when I developed the Living Mineral Probiotic from the Dead Sea Magnesium Chloride. It has every trace mineral in the planet in it. And our test shows that we were able to digest those trace minerals, 80% of those, about 80% of the 100 trace minerals in there, 80% of them are bioavailable to the body. And that's why everybody in this country is sick, by the way.
No trace minerals? They don't get
trace. No trace minerals in our food. None. All we have is four. It takes 56 trace minerals to replicate a cell perfectly. 56. And we're getting four in our food. And the only minerals you ever got, Pat, or anybody else in this country, they got from their mother when they were pregnant. Just pulled them right out of the bones, out of the mother.
So minerals, like in the soil, they need to have bacteria to kind of explode.
They have to have bacilluses in the soil to break down the trace minerals. And in this country, so this is a discovery that I made and reading about it in history, clear back to 1936, that we have no bacteria in our soil to break down those trace minerals. The clay is your mineral bank, and we're unable to break down the clay because there's no bacteria in the soil to break down those trace minerals. And that's the only thing that'll break down trace minerals is bacilluses. And so I developed a product. In fact, I took the Living Streams Multi-Blend, and I adapted those over a two-year period to break down all the trace minerals. I can actually digest clay. I did that back in Kansas City when I was in Kansas City. It took 2 years to adapt them to break down the trace minerals.
That was 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So back in 95, 96, 97, I was working on it.
That was your first product that you did, was Living Streams Multi-Blend. Is that the one?
Right. Yeah. That was my first product, the Living Streams, actually took... I was studying this thing back then days. And then in 2001, I had a breakthrough on the product. I got that product. Living Streams Multi-Blend is derived from a dairy operation in northern Missouri that had nothing but probiotics in the milk. So I took that and adapted it over to another food source, and I had it tested down at ABC Research Labs in Florida, and they identified 15 bacteria in there. So that were perfect. So I adapted those over to what I have now for the Living Streams Multi-Blend. And I've kept them alive because I've learned how to keep them alive all those years.
You just keep making more? Making more babies?
I feed them. See, a bacteria needs all the food a human. A probiotic needs all the food that a human needs to stay alive and be healthy. So that's what you got to do. So you got to learn how to do that. It took a long time to learn this stuff.
What do you mean they're alive, like in the bottle?
Yeah, they're alive. They're alive in the bottle because, you see, the nutrients in there, they break it down to absorbable food, to an amino acid, and then they float around in there absorbing the food. They're not active. They're not active, but they're just floating around in there. There's 90 to 100 million bacteria per milliliter in there. See, counts don't matter. It doesn't matter. You talk about these counts, it really doesn't matter because in a powder product, 80% of them are dead.
Even the refrigerated ones?
Oh, yeah. They're all dead. Most of them are dead because the way they process them.
But they all claim they're alive and everything.
No, they're not alive. There's just a few alive.
There's a few of them that do it?
They're damaged because when they first grow them in a tank, just like I do, grow them in a tank, they put high nutrient in there and they grow them real, real fast. So they get a body count real high. And then they put them in a centrifuge and they use a 0.04 micron filter to separate the water from the bacteria in a centrifuge. And usually they're about 10,000 RPM. So that does a lot of damage to the bacteria. That kills a lot of them right there. And bifida, the lactic acid bacteria have a leather coat on them to protect them from the acid in your stomach because they're acid-borne. They can live in acid. And it rips it off. Okay, this is research that I've read in several research papers. It rips it off, and then they run to a plumbing system, and then they have a flood, just like a paste. Nothing but bacteria. Everything else is gone. And then they run it to a plumbing system, and they run it into a tank with 50 pounds of vacuum, at 120 below zero, and they freeze dry it. And they, these tanks, when it sprays in there, they stick to the sides of the wall of the tank, and they have this scraper that goes around and scrapes it off when they dry, because it dries them instantly. Hmm. And it scrapes it off. Then it goes down to a grinder down to bottom, grinds it into a fine powder. Then it goes down a belt where they add their fillers, like rice bran or something like that. They'll put in there to mix it up, and then they put it in the, then they put it in a bottle, and then they put it in the refrigerator. That's how they do it. That works. Most of them are like not, most. Some of them are natural dried, but that's rare.
So you figured out that you had to get the trace minerals into your sun, and so that's how you create.
I developed the living mineral probiotics, and I use these trace minerals, and I digested them. I had to do this whole process to learn how to keep the bacteria alive. You see, nobody told me anywhere that I couldn't make a liquid probiotic. Nobody told me, so I went and made one, and it worked. It worked.
When you say it worked, what did you mean? What do you mean? What did
they stayed alive? And you don't have to refrigerate them; they stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can see these most of my products you don't have to refrigerate at all. I mean, if you don't want to.
How long do they last?
Well, usually I give a warranty of 1 year, I've seen them last for 2 or 3, maybe longer, 2 or 3 years.
But about a year or so, they.
I give them a warranty for 1 year, but if they go bad, you know, we replace them.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So could you tell when you were coming up with these different formulas for your son's autistic behavior, could you see benefits?
Absolutely. I've seen some major stuff with the Living Streams Multi-Blend, and then when I got the minerals developed and I gave him that where we've seen some major changes in him.
How old was he then?
He was 13.
It took you 13 years?
Right.
From the time...
He was 12 before I even got the Living Streams Multi-Blend.
But you saw his behavior when he was just a little baby.
Oh, yeah, we've seen that all the way through.
But it took you that long to figure stuff out?
That's right, to figure it out. It took me that long. 2002 is when I started with the Living Streams Multi-Blend, and I was developing a product to even give him. Because it's all testing ahead of time. So I was just doing all this testing. And then in 2003, I developed the living mineral probiotics and so on and so on and so on. And I developed the final product, which is a zeolite that we developed. And that I was able to break down zeolite to the molecule so it would pass the blood-brain barrier, so it would take the mercury out of his brain. Now, zeolite is a unique product. And I worked with a real genius, Ken Woosnay. He was a genius in zeolite. And so, you know, I didn't do all this stuff myself. I worked with other people to get this done. Whatever it took, I did it. The zeolite will actually pass the blood-brain barrier and pull out the mercury and cadmium, things like this, out of people's brains.
But and you were doing it with other products before then.
Yes.
With your, right.
Basically, I developed these products as I went through with reading and studying. I haven't stopped studying. My son is about 95% right now. He graduated from high school.
He's
community. He can communicate with anybody. He does very, very well. He's extremely smart. He's very intelligent. The autistic kids are very, very smart in their own way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's functioning by himself right now. He's doing just fine.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. So
I got him back from like 5% to only 95%. And I'm still working a better way. I'm always looking for something better that will work much more efficiently. You've got to catch them when they're young. Because by the time you get the mercury out of their brains, and that time they're like 5 years old, literally, and they have to develop. Now, he's 22 now, and he is, every year he gets smarter and better because the mercury's gone. So his body has to, you got to remember, when this happens, when you get the child's brain in shape, gets all the poison out of their brain and their body, they're like young children at that point. So he was like 14 when he was really like 6.
Oh, I see, because he's just starting.
Right, yeah. In developing. And then he started coming along, and now he's like, you know, by the time he's 30, he'll be normal.
He'll catch up, yeah.
He'll catch up. It's like a catch-up game you got to play. You work with him all you can.
So talk to us, Wayne Blakely, about at the very beginning, the mechanism of using a fermented thing with trace minerals and how it works on the brain. So the first... I guess the first product was Living Streams Probiotic, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That was it?
We called it Living Streams Probiotic, and then we developed, because it is a multi-blended product, we decided to change the name of it.
So now the main product, or the main one, folks might look at, we have in the store is Living Streams Multi-Blend, right?
Does more things than any of my other products singly by themselves do.
Living Streams Multi-Blend.
Right, Living Streams Multi-Blend. Okay, that's so my number one seller.
Yeah, so talk about then the mechanism, and I guess it's been developed over the years, but even back then in 2000, early 2000, how does it work to get the mercury out of the brain?
Well, the Living Streams Multi-Blend doesn't do a lot of that. It does somewhat, but...
But you saw results from your...
Oh, yeah, I saw small results from that.
Okay.
And then when I found out how trace minerals allow the cells to open up and flush themselves with the water and the minerals, I that's when I developed that product. It's about research. It wasn't my research. It was other people's research.
That's when you developed what product?
Living Mineral Probiotics, and that's the one that did. Now, that product there was taking all the heavy metals out of the body, and he went so far with that. I mean, he just in fact, his teachers were writing his letters and saying, what happened to Grant? I mean, he has changed so much in just the last month. So he was developing very quickly, and then so I went on from there, and he could only go so far because we pulled out a lot of poison out of his body. And he could only go so far. Then I had to work on something for his brain, literally his brain. And so that's when I came across, I met Ken Wozniak. We studied zeolite and how zeolite will pull the chemicals and metals out of your body because it is a negatively charged molecule. And metals are all positive. That's how zeolite works in the body. A lot of people take that powder. It helps somewhat, but it doesn't really help. But you got to really break it down to the molecule so it can go everywhere in the body. Now, zeolite is an inert material, and our bodies won't absorb it. It just comes in, and it goes out through the urine. It comes in, and it pulls out all kinds of stuff out of your body, metals and toxins, things like this, and it works in a lot of other ways. But for that usage, that's what I use it for, to pull out all those microscopic molecules. Now, in your body, you have the heavy metals. I call them the hard rock minerals. They're the big boulders, like, in your body. And in your brain, you have the molecules that float around through your blood.
Oh, the brain, they got the real small ones.
Yeah, they got the real small ones because they slough off the big chunks of metals and stuff, and they slough off and it gets stuck in your brain. They will pass the blood-brain barrier, especially mercury. And so what I had to do is develop something that would go past the blood-brain barrier and pick up these metals that were in the body. And so that's what I developed the zeolite for. And I was able to digest that zeolite down to the molecule with using bacteria.
So you're breaking down the zeolite with bacteria.
Right.
Similar to what you're doing with the minerals, right?
Right, exactly. So I was breaking down the zeolite, specifically the zeolite, and that worked. I mean, that is an amazing product because it actually does work. And it doesn't hurt anything because it's an inert material. It's just like a piece of cardboard or something. It's inert. It's not nutrient. The body won't absorb it. It just comes in, and then it's a waste product, and it goes out. But in the meantime, while it's going through the body, it's picking up all this waste product, and anything that's positively charged, that's negative for the body, it's going to pick it up.
And metals and toxins are all positively charged?
Yes. Any toxins or anything like that. It doesn't hurt the body at all. I mean, it doesn't hurt you at all. It just pulls out all this junk.
So I'm curious, explain how at the very beginning, before the minerals, and you started to see results with just the Living Streams probiotics. So those were different probiotics.
Those were helping his gut, helping his bowels, helps his digestive tract.
And that helps the whole thing work.
Helps the liver detox. It's an amazing product. It helps your body function better. See, all these bacteria I use, they're all found in the human body. I don't use anything outside of that. I mean, there's lots of guys using all kinds. All these companies are making all these different kinds of bacteria that don't belong in the gut. I only use the bacteria that is found normally in the digestive tract, and those are very hard to find.
What are the names of some of those?
Well, the bifidobacterium line is bifidum, there's longum, impetus, and so on. There's like 12 of them out there that you can get. Very hard to get. I've got 6 that I utilize, and the Living Streams Multi-Blend, and one of the main products I have, probiotics I have in the mix, is Paracasey and Curvatus. Now, both those... Paracasey has been known to be the most powerful of all the probiotics out there. The problem with that is it takes 4 to 7 days to replicate once. It takes a long time to replicate the Paracasey. Well, I found strains that replicate every 20 minutes. And so it's a lot easier for me to grow Paracasey. Paracasey is the hardest. Now, Curvatus is a unknown bacteria that is found in your body, not very often, but they used to use it to make a natural antibiotic. That's what they used to make it for. That was one of the, and they quit doing it because the pharmaceutical company stopped the company from doing it. But it's a very powerful bacteria. They use it in sausage so they can cure sausage in room temperatures and keeps from going bad, rotting. So it's a protective bacteria. Curvatus is in my living streams, multibland, and it's also, I have the paracase in here, and there's paracase and a subspecies paracase curvatus. Those are my main workers there. Those are the ones, and the other ones are like Acidophilus. We have different kinds of, there's like six or seven of those.
Okay, so do you understand how this bacteria in the gut and then powers the immune system? Can you explain that to us?
Well, your immune system, 70 to 80% of your immune system is in the gut because these guys will help, they kill off, there's a battle going on, killing off the pathogens all the time, and they fight against each other, and they produce bacteriocins that actually help stop the growth of pathogens. They inhibit the growth or replication of pathogens, and that's how the body works. Your backup system is your antibodies. That's your backup system. It only comes into work if your gut goes bad. And see, all the medical industry is working on a backup system trying to improve that, but that's completely worthless. It really is, because when you get to that point, you're really sick. When your antibodies start kicking in, you're really sick, because your main support is your gut. 70 to 80% of your immune system is, and then there's also somatids. That's another.
Okay, wait, hold. Just slow down, because you're just covering a lot of stuff here, and you're going to lose people here.
Okay.
Okay, we've got to understand here. So 78% of the
78% of your immune system is in your gut.
Is in the gut.
Been documented for a year.
Right. Is that stomach, large and small intestine, Wayne, or is it?
Yes,
just,
it's mostly the small intestine.
Small intestine, Those bacteria, they go after any kind of bad guys that are swimming around, or how does it work?
Oh, yeah, they don't go after them. It's their byproducts that they make. It's amino acids and enzymes that they make that does it.
I see.
They manufacture. The bacteria didn't do anything. They're just like they don't do anything. They just absorb nutrient. But they produce the enzymes that break down the food particles in your gut. When that happens, they produce amino acids and nutrients. And those amino acids in there are what they call bacteriocins. And when a pathogen comes in contact with a bacteriocin, it literally burns a hole in, because it's amino acid. It's an acid molecule. That same acid molecule that destroys the pathogen is absorbable in our body. We crave it, but the pathogens can't consume it. And these bacteria absorb nutrients through their skin. They don't have a mouth. They just absorb it through their skin. And when a pathogen comes in contact with an amino acid that a probiotic makes, it literally burns a hole in it. You could eat beef, okay, it doesn't hurt you. But if you eat the grass, you would die, okay? There's a shrimp in the Gulf of Mexico that we consume. They net it out, and they go out there and get shrimp all the time, right? Well, that shrimp, its main diet is crude oil.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so it eats the crude oil, because all of the Gulf of Mexico is loaded, and it also eats asphalt. There's 125 feet of asphalt underneath the Gulf of Mexico clear across it, and that shrimp will eat it, okay? But we can eat the shrimp, but we can't eat the crude oil. See, the bacteria that the probiotics that make an amino acid, our bodies are designed to absorb that. But when a pathogen comes in contact with that, actually, pathogens actually migrate to it. They migrate to it because they think it's a food source. They sense it. And when it comes in contact with it, they prove this in studies. When it comes in contact, it literally burns a hole in it. And the studies show that their DNA leak out. In other words, their blood leaks out. And they die. That's how a body defends itself. There's a battle going on all the time. See, a pathogen will only produce a poison for our body. They absorb that poison, pathogens do, but we can't. It makes us sick. And a probiotic, all it produces is food for our body.
So if we were in a kind of a very clean environment with good organic food and all that, the body's going to have, would make all these, get all these bacteria from the food?
Usually they do. That's they where will. Most of them come from.
That's how the whole system is kind of designed.
Yeah, like apples have Acidophilus all over the apples. And and Acidophilus lives all over cabbage. And so you can take cabbage and just grind it up and put it in water, and it'll ferment because it's got Acidophilus all over it. Bulgaricus comes from broccoli. And so you got different bacteria out there that live. They live on the plant. They like the nutrient of that certain plant. They live on it, and then they protect it. They keep it from rotting, say, when it's growing. That's a protection. That's the same. That's what they all do. They protect what they're living off of. Hmm. That's what they're doing to us, too. They live on us. They eat the food that they produce in our body, but they just eat such a small amount. They produce huge amounts of nutrients. That's the only way you can get nutrient in your body is if a bacteria produces the enzymes to break down the food that in your upper tract. Lactic acid will work on the upper tract, and then the bifidos will work on the lower tract of the small intestinal tract, the lower area.
How do these guys in the different products, how do they get through the whole stomach being so acidic?
That's why they don't work. That's why the powder probably don't work. That's why you have to have a liquid. If you strip off their hide...
Yeah, but what's the difference? It's going to still eat them if it's a liquid or powder, right?
Powders, are most of them are dead and damaged, so it takes... By the time they come out your rectum, they're starting to replicate.
Oh, good.
That's the problem. See, they're weakened. Some of them do survive. Trust me, they survive.
Oh, sure.
The best way to take any other probiotic, powder probiotic, is simmer some milk, a whole milk, and put it on your countertop and let it cool. Put the powdered probiotics in there, stir it up, and cover it for a couple of days, and then you can eat it. But that gives them a chance to replicate and make healthy bacteria. Pick any bacteria, any probiotic like that. The only problem with powdered probiotics is that 60% of the companies that make the probiotic out there, this is research that they do every year in the universities. Microbiologists study this stuff in the universities. 60% of them don't even have the right bacteria that's listed on the label.
Oh, good.
In the bottom. Yeah.
60%. So the difference, what's the difference between them, the liquid, and why that mechanism is different?
Well, they're active and they're alive and they're all alive and they start working immediately.
Oh, okay. They're all playing.
It doesn't have to go all the way through the digestive gut to start replicating. See, they're there and they're alive. And that's the difference. I mean, I'm 100% alive. I do cell counts on them all the time, and we get between 70 and 120 per batch, 120 million per milliliter, which is doesn't seem like a lot. They're advertising billions of bacteria, but most of them are dead. See, and those what they do, they count that before they process them.
Wayne Blakely is our guest. His products are Living Streams, and you can look in our store. Sharon put 3 or 4 or 5 of them in there. But once you get in there, and if you hear something you'd want to try to look at, you can just click around, and you'll still be in on our thing. I think he's got some moringa we'll talk about. He's got Living Pet Probiotics, Living Streams Flora. So here's what I'd like to help me explain this.
Okay.
Help me understand this.
Okay.
So if we get the whole microbiome in the living in the large intestine and the small intestine, I mean, really like all 12 cylinders, right?
Yes.
Just like it was a perfect kind of thing. Would that be all we would need? Why would you need so many different products? I mean, would the body be capable then of detoxing anything, brain or anything?
Yes. Well, if you get time, see, you got to detox. There's a book out there, Detox or Die. And the poisons in your body that's stored in your body is a big problem. Listen, I can take people in Canada that get totally healthy in just a few months, but Americans take years because they're so toxic. And they have to get free of the toxins first, and then it can totally get healthy. But your gut does. Listen, your own body. You just got to put your body.
Yeah, but
in
how
right.
do you get rid of the toxins? Is that what we're talking
well,
about?
Well, that's what we do. That's what we do a lot of that stuff, and that's what Living Streams will do: detox the liver, detox the body. There's products we have that pull that stimulate the body to release poisons from the spinal column.
Really?
Yeah.
So some of these get specific for different.
Well, yeah. Well, for different kind of. For me, because I went through all these detox things, and that's what happened to me. Like get rid of the other, like candida and stuff like that. You have to do the L-Esterma Gold, and there's protocols for that to do different stuff to get the poisons out. And actually, the body will react to these. And Chabide will help get. The Chabide actually took some petroleum products out of my spinal column. I took large amounts of that, and it was Avgas, Avgas jet fuel. And I was poisoned with that when I was 19 in
wow.
Vietnam.
How'd you figure that was coming out?
I could smell it. That's why. Okay. It's coming out of my skin. And Avgas, I was on an aircraft carrier, you know, and you could smell that every day. But we were poisoned. 60 of us were poisoned in a compartment where we were sleeping when the Avgas backed up into our compartment. They had to drag us out. We were all unconscious, had to drag us out of there. And then we had to live with that smell for another 7 months in the compartment. And I didn't know I was sick, you know, until I started detoxing. I could smell it in the mornings. I'd wake up and I was sick. I was really sick. I really had bad detox going through that.
So what do you think are some of the main challenges that most people have going on maybe in their body that they...
It's the food they eat.
They don't know. Yeah, okay. I mean, you're talking chemicals in the food?
Chemicals and poisons they put in there, pesticides, herbicides. That's just part of it. It's all the other stuff that we eat, you know, and that our body doesn't process food. Anything in a package you don't want to eat.
Yeah, we understand that. But say if you're just eating a totally organic diet, what other salts are they getting?
See, our bodies are unique because our DNA dictates that if we're weak, which we all are because of the lack of trace minerals in our food, if we're weak, the body will take in minute amounts of poison into the body. It doesn't release it. It stores it. It puts it in different organs of your body, putting your fat tissue. It'll pull it away. But if you're weak, if your frequency is low, that's one of the reasons I developed the perfect molecule, the C60 product, because it gets your frequency levels up and helps you detox. But what happens is when your energy is low, this, by the way, humans are the only ones that have this ability to do this. Animals don't have this ability. But when you eat this food and you're weak, and it'll pull it out, literally pull it out before it gets in the bloodstream. It'll pull it out and it puts it in different areas of your body, like the liver, fatty tissue, bones, muscle, any way away from the bloodstream to keep you from getting hurt.
To keep you from dying, yeah.
That's right. So that builds up and builds up and builds up. As long as you, and over the years, you get sicker and sicker and sicker. Nothing you can do about it unless you got to figure out how to get the frequency up. And that's what happens when you take Lumistreams or Derma sometimes. The frequency of that product is real high, so you got to go real slow at first until your body gets acclimated to it so it releases this poison.
So we had a lady on the other day, Dr. Banks was talking about a similar thing where the body, the cells, have to have a right amount of voltage or energy to do whatever they need to do. So that's what you're saying,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Now, the antibodies, it takes more energy, pure energy out of the body to replicate an antibody. Because you have to create it from scratch. The cells that normally do mitosis, that doesn't take any energy at all, you split apart. But when you create an antibody, it takes more. That's why everybody's tired, because these autoimmune diseases going on.
So they're trying to create an antibody to work with
the disease that they're after, see? Huh. So they're going after. And so it takes energy to do that. That's why everybody's so tired, they can't even do anything, can't get up out of a chair. That's because it's pulling raw energy out of your body.
And antibodies are made through the gut and the leaky gut and all that stuff?
Made through the sternum, actually, not in the gut. They're not manufactured in the gut. They're made in the sternum and in the bones. So they make the antibodies. It's actually the spleen has a lot to do with it.
That's where the antibodies are made. But, I mean, the get to the point where you need the antibodies to be made, it's more of a gut thing. The damage to the gut and all that, or
right, exactly. That's your backup system. That shouldn't even be in working. It shouldn't even be functioning unless you're real serious. See, I mean,
say that again. What shouldn't
the antibody shouldn't even be being made because
they shouldn't even be
because your gut should be able to take care of all of it.
See, I see.
It should be take care of all of it. Should be supposed to be. That's the way it was in the past. And if you're real damaged in some way, that's when the backup system starts working.
I see. So the antibodies are kind of a God's backup system.
Exactly.
But it takes a lot of juice to
make them,
right.
A lot
of juice to make them for the body.
Exactly. Hmm. And that is absolutely a fact. It takes more energy, raw energy, to make an antibody than any other function of the body. That's what I've read in so many research papers.
Wow. So that's why people who are very infected or whatever, they're just lying around and can't.
Right, exactly. And they're just their body is working overtime to make the antibody.
They're just sick, and they have a hard time just even...
They're sick, and then they pull all the energy out, too, on top of that.
Yeah.
So you have to force yourself to do things.
And,
and how many Americans are like that?
Oh, you mean to force yourself just to exercise?
Just to get up to go to work.
To walk.
Just to walk. Or just...
Do you run into a lot of people that are just plain...
Well, you see it in their eyes. You can see it in their eyes.
Yeah.
They're zombies walking down the street.
Just worn out.
You're worn out, right? So I had a woman in Canada. She tried our product, bought a product from one of my distributors up there, and she called me on the phone. She called the distributor and just chewed him out. She says, "What right do you have to sell a sell speed and sell it as a probiotic?"
She got speedy.
Well, she was I told him to have her call me. She called me up. She started chewing me out. What right do you have to sell? Put Benzedrine in your product and sell it as a probiotic. And I started laughing because I've had many people do this. Now, this woman lived in British Columbia, and she grew her own food. She hunted. She was like 40 years old. And I said, "Are you in perfect shape?" She said, "Absolutely." And I said, "I've made sure of that my whole life. And I moved up here to British Columbia to get a clean life." And she said, "This stuff is speed. I take this, and I'm just wired." And I said, "That's what you're supposed to feel like, because..."
Oh, she's been so de-energized.
She was clean, see? She was totally clean. That's what happens when you get totally clean. Your energy level goes through the roof. Yeah. And that's what happened to her.
Yeah, that's what happens. Let's take this call here. On the phone, who's this on the phone? Hello?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd like to find out, what is I'm looking at your product, right? And what is the best product for SIBO?
SIBO?
Oh, SIBO. We have protocols for that. And we're actually, I'm working with a genius up in Canada. We're putting together a SIBO map, but we use a protocol for that. You have to really, really be a good idea to, I have people that we can help you with that, but SIBO is just a simple overgrowth of back pathogens in your digestive tract, and that's not really hard. It's not really hard at all.
One of the products in particular that this
we use the Living Streams Multi Blend, and we use the Ellis Derma Gold, and we use the Bifido and the Chabide product.
Do you need all those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Slowly take these products, and your SIBO kind of slowly disappears. And drink lots of water. Like I said, we have protocols. Salt. It depends on how.
So when you say you have protocols, how do people get the protocols?
Well, we can't print this. We're not allowed to. So because we're not a medical institution, but we can have to tell you. I mean, that's what I was doing. Work people through it themselves. Give them a protocol, and then that's it. It's hard to do this. I'm not allowed to print any of this stuff.
So how does this fellow on the line proceed? What do you suggest?
Well,
to do?
I would just recommend those are the four products they need to actually start taking. Follow the directions that come with it, and that come with the product, and it just walk through that, increase and just keep increasing until your symptoms start. You know, you'll see symptoms disappear slowly but surely.
Tell him on the air, on the line.
I can get the protocols for SIBO right now. Just if you're 6 foot tall, you have to drink 3 quarts of water a day. If you're like 5'7", you drink 2.5. If you're like 5'4", then you want to drink 2 quarts of water, height-wise. Pretty simple, okay? Then you must...
Hold on, say. You have a...
I'm sorry.
Did you understand that about the water?
Yeah, yeah. Do I take this in the morning or 3 times a day, 2 times a day, before the food?
Let's hold on. Let's get the water and the salt. You must take a level teaspoon of salt extra a day and put lots of salt on your food. That's just your first part of it. That's going to get your butt. You must drink 6 to 8 ounces of water with every meal. While you're eating, drink the water. And you put the Living Streams Multi Blend in the water when you eat your food, a couple drops of that.
Hmm.
And then you take just follow the directions on the other products. And over a period of probably 3 to 4 months, your SIBO kind of disappears. I mean, it slowly disappears.
Well, tell them what causes SIBO and what's really going on.
SIBO is an overgrowth of pathogenic bacteria in the small intestinal tract.
All right. Right. Is that your understanding, caller, that you believe?
Yeah, yeah. And what kind of salt? Is there a certain brand I have to take?
No, just a real good high-quality salt, you know.
Like a sea salt of some kind?
Yeah, sea salt is good, you know.
Mm. So, listener, if you go on our website, One Radio Network, and if you go into our store, okay, store, you'll see the Living Streams Multi-Blend. That's the first product, right,
right,
Wayne?
Right,
click on that, and you can order that. And then once you're in there, you can find, what are the other ones he wants to try for SIBO?
Chabide is spelled C-H-A-B-I-D-E.
C-H-A-B-I-D-E.
Okay.
And the directions will be on the...
Directions will be in a package with it. I mean, it comes with a sheet of paper showing you how to use it.
Oh, Chabide is like an herb? It's an herb?
Yes, it's an herb. It's an herb. It's going to help calm you down, actually activate your pineal gland. It's going to make your immune system function kick back in, which is when even your pineal gland is off, it shuts off your immune system. It's going to help your kick your immune system on. And then the bifido is unique. You need the bifido, spelled B-I-F-I-D-O, bifido.
So there's one product that's particularly just bifido.
Just bifido, that's all. I have a bifido too, but just a regular bifido, because that has curcumin in it. That's going to help, and it's got a mineral in there called yttrium. And it's going to help you absorb all your food correctly, so you get more energy to able to fight off this infection that you got.
There's an actual infection in the small intestine?
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
That's what it
Overgrowth of pathogens in the gut, and that's what causes it.
So that's
it's terrible in this country. It's horrible in Canada too.
To the listener, what are some of your symptoms? I'm curious. Symptoms.
Well, it's like bloating, you know, stomach suddenly. I'm not that, you know, fat. Maybe 5 pounds overweight, but like bloating, and I don't eat gluten. Don't eat any basically grains, but sometimes like gas suddenly. It's like it's bad.
Not good. Not good.
No,
you get gas, bloating. You get gas, bloating. You get constipation sometimes and then you get diarrhea. Mostly diuretic. They get diarrhea, lots of, because their body's trying to get rid of these pathogens and it can't.
I see. So we have the Living Streams probiotics multi-blend. You got the how do you say it?
Well, the Living Streams multi-blend and the LS Derma Gold, the Derma. You need that too. There's four at Derma, and then you need the Bifido, and then the Chibai.
Okay. Why do you need so many? I'm curious. Why would you need four different
things?
Well,
for one thing, you got to activate the pineal gland, and the Bifido will help you absorb your food correctly, because that's the reason people have plaque in their body, because they don't have those minerals that's in the Bifido to break down the food source, right? So you can absorb.
But isn't there Bifido in the Living Streams multi-blend?
No, there's no bifidos. No.
There's no.
Those are lactic acid bacteria. They're different. Those are bacilluses.
Oh, boy. You got all these kind of things.
Oh, yeah, there's different kinds. The bacilluses work in the upper tract, and the bifidos work in the lower tract.
Wow. Caller, you think you understand? You have an idea what to do?
Yeah, basically, I understood it. But do I take them all together, or is it like, let's say, I bought them all
you start out, you got to start real slow with these things.
Well,
all the directions that are on the package. That's in the sheet of paper that goes with it.
It tells them what to do.
Okay. And then you can also call Marilyn over there at the office when you get through there, and you can call her and she'll tell you, or I can tell you how to do it. So,
cool.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Go through Pat. That's the easy way.
Patrick.
Just go right through there.
Patrick. Yeah. Go through One Radio Network. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Go through One Radio Network, and you know, I don't understand why there's so many different things. How many different products do you have?
I have 14 different products.
Wow. So that must be confusing.
They all do different things. I can't mix. I would like to have just one product. I would love just to have one product.
Just do it all right.
But they don't live together. These guys, I mean, you can take them together, mm-hmm. but you can't put them in a bottle together because they'll fight against each other.
Oh, that's not good.
I mean, yeah, they get, I mean, they just, you have to, that's why I tried doing that and end up making a product that did nothing.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
See, that's why I just you have to bite the bullet and have to do this. I mean, that's just the way it is.
When you're an engineer like you are,
you want it to work. You know, you want everything to work. I'm really up on making things that work. These things work, and nothing else out there works like these guys do. They're just like amazing.
Okay, Wayne Blakely is there. If you have a question, 888-663-6386, email works too. Get some emails coming in. And we'll answer all of these emails. Patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Patrick@oneradionetwork.com is my email address. Wayne mentioned that, you know, different toxins store in different places in the bones. We know mercury will go in the bones too when people get the mercury fillings out and not properly. And mercury, we want to try to hide in there. And a lot of stuff goes in the fat. Well, we know that when you do the saunas, that helps to detox the chemicals out of your fat. And Dr. Huggins he used to say that once you get all of the kind of stuff out of your fat, then the fat will then start to pull out of the bones as well. That's their job. They'll just kind of, the toxins will try to work their way out, out and leave the building with Elvis, which is a pretty interesting theory. I don't know if that's true, if that's the way it really does, but I like to think that, so I just believe that, so I just keep doing saunas almost every day. We have a great unit, $9.95 delivered. You email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I can give you the $9.95 price. We're not allowed to put that in print because then it gets on Google and it screws up the whole suggested retail for the sauna. And they don't let us do that. But they say, well, you can do it orally and just offer to your listeners. And say, okay, so just email me and we'll do it because I'd like to just, rather it would sell more. And it's $9.95 in contiguous United States, $9.95 contiguous United States. And we ship them all over the world. We get the different plugs for the different countries, you know, and it just works. And we'll get you one if you live in Australia or Europe. We ship them all over the world, and it only costs a couple $100 extra. But just tell me where you are when you email me, and we'll work out the best price we can, the $9.95, and then plus shipping if you live outside the 48. And that's patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Very low EMFs on these saunas. They're really well designed. We've measured the EMFs. We got all the fancy equipment and all that. And these are cool. They're singular units where you stick your head out. I do one almost every day of my life here, and I love it. It's the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Just give me an email. Previously with Daniel Vitalis, talking about elk velvet antler from Surthrival.
Elk antler or deer antler products are probably the most regenerative substance that we can find in nature, at least for mammals. A couple things that I think are really cool about it is that it's got six types of collagen.
That's really
amazing. When you think about the antler of an elk or a deer, these are an organ that grow in just 3 months' time and then fall off, and the very next year they grow back. Mammals don't typically regenerate organs that fall off, but antlers from all of the cervid mammals are completely regenerated. In order for them to regenerate, they need to contain substances that cause regeneration, and that's like the 24 growth factors that we find in elk velvet antler.
Regeneration, we like that word. Growth factors, we love that word. For boys and girls, that's you. Exclusively from Surthrival and exquisitely produced, Daniel Vitalis, OneRadioNetwork.com. You know, we're very, very choosy about the people we promote. As you know, I've been, this is our 10th year, and we just have a little small suite of people like Shen Blossom, Surthrival, the sauna, the rebounder, these great Nature's Pure Organics with the super terrific colloidal, but smaller than colloidal, monatomic silvers, which 750 parts per million, pretty cool stuff. And now we're taking, going, making, getting a relationship going with Wayne, because I've heard about this Living Streams probiotics for years, and it's amazing that I just kind of got somehow separated from him, but it came back around after 10 years. So he's got a lot of fun stuff. So you look in our store if you want to look at some of these products, and it'll take you to his website. Here's another one that then Ken Rolla, of course, and then this from Shen Blossom and the Blue Shield, and you can get one of these guys, put it in your home for the EMFs. Previously, we talked with Brandon Amalani about his Blue Shield product to protect against EMFs in your home.
The more connected we are, the more electromagnetic radiation we're going to have. So years ago, I'd play with Q-Links and just anything I can get my hands on that, whether I felt it working or not, I just wanted some kind of leverage against electromagnetic radiation and those frequencies and how they affect the cellular biology. But then when I met Mark and started really getting deep to his technology and really looking at the microprocessing technology, I've never found any EMF company that would not only to test on not only human blood and urine analysis, but also on animals, which totally weeds out the idea of placebo effect. I mean, the fact that you can plug these devices into a chicken farm, a factory farm, for about 15,000 laying hens, and all of a sudden the mortality rate, which is averages from 60 to 150 deaths per month, goes down to zero. I mean, it's pretty profound that a little device, a little energy device, could actually like create such a harmony and balance within the environment, to where claustrophobic chickens that are crammed in together actually get along better and actually feel better, and the biological markers are improved over that 1 year study.
There's quite a bit of science with this Blue Shield product. You can see the ad on the front page. Promo code One Radio will get you a 10% discount. This works on the cells in the body. Very cool technology. Front page, Blue Shield, OneRadioNetwork.com. They got a little gadget too that you can you charge up with your USB and you put it in your pocket. I take it with me whenever I leave the house, and you just, you know, put it in your pocket like a credit card, and it helps to keep you stronger when you're driving around on 5Gs and all this weird stuff. The Blue Shield right on the front page. Wayne Blakely, do you know, have any theories or research? Do you have any idea how these electromagnetic fields are affecting the body? Have you even got into that yet?
Yeah, I buy some stuff from Russia. I'm not that brand there, but I buy a brand years ago, and it seems to... What it does, it breaks up the wave, the magnetic
No, I understand
wave.
That. No, I mean for the what is happening to the body, the EMFs.
Oh, it's damaging it. That's why, you know, it damages it. It's a frequency. It's a bad... It just damages
the cells. Yeah, damages.
Yeah, it's a frequency that comes through our body. It's like the difference between DC and AC. You know, you can get killed with AC, but DC won't hurt you at all. I mean, it's a completely different frequency. So it's a wave, and that's what we developed the C60 for, to help protect your body from the EMF and microwaves, things like this.
Yeah. We just hooked up with a guy with some C60, and I'll certainly try yours too.
Right.
But what does the C60 do? What's your experience with it?
C60 is a molecule. I sent you that research. You can talk about that later when you know, about structure effect. How the Earth's magnetic wave, when it hits certain structures, it changes the from a magnetic wave to a frequency, vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And the C60 molecule, it breaks up that frequency. Like for instance, it puts a barrier around you. It can't go through that. That frequency neutralizes other frequencies that are trying to come at you, like radiation. It's a barrier that you have. When you have that C60 in you, the C60 products, no matter how it's made, is good. I don't care how it's made.
Yeah, there are different ones, but you say just in general, the C60 concept is good.
Concept. Walter Russell talked about that through his whole life, the C60.
Huh.
And they discovered that molecule in 1985 in Russia, and it's in shungite.
Huh.
Now they're able to manufacture, thank God for the Americans, because they took that idea and they learned how to make that product pure. In a powdered form.
Oh, that's what shungite is.
That's what shungite is, but they can purify. They know how to purify it now.
I see.
And shungite is that's where they discovered it in 1985 or 88, I can't remember.
Right.
Anyway, they discovered it, and Walter Russell died when he was 60 in 1963, but he was talking about that C60 molecule, and what it does is when the magnetic wave hits it, it changes the frequency. And that research paper I sent you, it wasn't research, it was an article about this Russian, you know, it's called Structure Effect. And the structure of the molecule, when the wave hits, it changes it.
Huh.
And that frequency goes in your body. That's what makes people stronger. That's why I was so hep on getting that C60 out there. Everybody needs to get it out there, everybody. This C60 product is the most amazing thing. Walter Russell stated that he said, when mankind discovers this molecule, it'll be the end of sickness on this planet as we know it. That's what he stated. Now, he was Tesla's teacher, Walter Russell. He taught Tesla. He knew about this stuff.
Hmm. You know, I started taking about 3 weeks ago, and I'm giving it to my girl Doodle, my little golden doodle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I've said on the air in the past few weeks, I don't know what's going on with this stuff. But there's something going on with it.
Very subtle, isn't it? Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I just don't. I can't say, wow, you know, I've been taking this and that.
Right, right.
No,
right.
Nothing, but something's going on with this.
I know.
What do you suppose it is?
Your conscious mind doesn't understand what's going on.
So. Yeah. So it's just, what does it do exactly? It helps the body.
It's a molecule that creates a frequency that when they did the rat, I sent you that rat study too, I think I sent you that. They tested rats with this stuff, and they give them to them. They give these rats. Now, normally a rat live for 24, 25 months, and they die of old age.
Mm-hmm.
A rat will. And they give it to these rats for 24 months. They had a test group, and they had a control group. In the control group, they had six over here and six over here. The test rats were given C60 and food, and the other rats were just given food. And the other rats, the control group, they died at 24, 25 months. They died. But the other rats didn't die. They kept living. In fact, they lived, instead of being 25 months old, they lived to be 42 months old, and then they decided to kill them because the test was going too long. Now, a rat lives 42 months old is unheard of, okay? So they decided to kill them, so they inject them with poison. They inject them with poison, like they normally do in the lab. I forget what the poison is, but it's very deadly. It's instantaneous. You inject them, they die, right? They injected these six rats, didn't hurt them at all. Didn't affect them, whatever. And then the same day. So then they decided, well, we're going to radiate them with radiation. So they read them with radiation enough to kill them over probably two or three times, and it didn't even affect them at all. So then they just killed them. They just physically killed them. And they autopsied them. They found no poison in the rat. They found no damage from the radiation at all in their liver or anything else. And they had no tumors in them. And they showed no signs of aging. They checked their telomeres and their DNA, and there were no signs of aging.
And who did this experiment?
This was a French study that was done in Paris, France. And they were looking for the toxicity levels of C60. That was the original test. And they were trying to find how much would affect the rat to make them, you know, toxic. And then they couldn't find a level.
So
then they did this other study. It's in that study I sent you. You got to make that available on your website.
I'll have to look at the email.
I sent it to you. It's there. It's a study from Paris. They're doing the same study now over there in Europe right now. I don't know how far along they are, but the woman is doing it. They're going to do it until the rat normally dies.
Mm-hmm.
So it may take 5 or 6 or 7 years, maybe. rats also, every rat that's ever died is always full of tumors.
Huh.
These rats had no tumors in them. They were 42 months old when they did that study. It's proof right there. It was actually a legitimate study. It was done by a company.
And this fellow that was involved with Tesla, he's the guy that originally discovered
this? Walter Russell. Walter Russell, in 1921, he had a seizure of some sort, and he was in a seizure, like a seizure, but he was... His wife stated that he was walking around the house, bumping into walls, talking to people. He had an epiphany of some sort for 39 hours.
Like this out-of-body experience or something?
Like an out-of-body experience. Hmm. And they were taking him to the hospital when he came out of it.
Hmm.
He was just a regular Joe, college graduate. And he became friends with Roosevelt. And the reason they took him out of the history book was this. Because he was in the White House he was making a bust of the president, and he worked right in the White House, and he walked into the president's office to ask him some questions about the bust he was making, and he found him dead. He had committed suicide. He had blown his brains out with a pistol, and they didn't want the people to know that. So because he was friends with the Roosevelts, they didn't kill him. They were probably going to kill him because they want to keep that secret away from the American people. So they, instead of doing that, they took him out of the history books, so nobody would believe him. That's exactly what happened. So he's a genius. I mean, this guy knew stuff that's just unbelievable. There's a research center up in Virginia, and I work with those people. That's one of the reasons I found out about this stuff. And I work with those people because they have all his papers and all his stuff that he invented, and it's all sitting there.
Who's that?
Oh, a company up in, they do this up in Virginia. I can get that for you. I'll get that for you if you want that link. They're publishing all his papers, which were tens of thousands of papers. They're publishing them and putting them on a website.
Cool.
They've kept this stuff secret all these years, and this new company took over his museum that he had there, and they're publishing this stuff so everybody knows what he's done, who he is.
Here's an email from Steve for Wayne Blakely. Does your guest have an opinion on the taking of Shilajit for trace minerals? If so, would absorption be enhanced?
I make a product with Shilajit.
Which is probiotics.
I make a product that's got Shilajit in it. It's called Glacier Milk. 95 humic minerals in it. It's a really high nutrient product, and it's very good. Yeah, it does work. Otherwise, I wouldn't have made it.
But Shilajit are good for trace minerals
Shilajit,
in general?
Shilajit. Oh, absolutely great for bacteria. They love it. Humic minerals feed the cell. And trace minerals build the cell. There's a difference between minerals. Humic minerals is not everything. You have to have the trace minerals, which I call them the hard rock minerals, to build the cell. And the humic minerals feeds the cell like coal to a steam engine.
Okay, I see.
Those are food.
Mm-hmm.
Those are plant minerals.
Humic.
It's very good. Eat all you can of that stuff. It's really good.
Yeah. There's a fellow that Drucker Labs does they do a vitamin thing and a mineral thing. And humic stuff, and it's supposed
mm-hmm.
I've been taking that. I like that product.
Yeah.
So the what's the one you mentioned with the Shilajit in it? What's the name of that one?
That's called Glacier Milk.
Glacier Milk, and why is it? How is that different from some of the other products?
Well, it's pure digested nutrients, so it's available to the body instantly. All my products are instantly available. to the body for absorption into the cells. That's why you can put it on his skin, or you take it orally, it works.
You can actually put it on some of these products, you put them on your skin?
Oh, yeah.
Just soaks right in, huh?
Right, goes right in. Like the derma, we use the derma for the skin. It's called dermis for the skin.
Huh.
Dermatology, yeah.
Pretty cool.
And that we use that for all kinds of stuff. Mm.